Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans.
I am so thrilled to have as our guest on Pro-Life Perspective this week, Mrs. Mary Spaulding Ball. She is an attorney who is the director of the Department of State Legislation here at the National Right to Life Committee. And it's a pleasure for me to talk to her because she is one of my longest-standing friends in the pro-life movement and someone who I have great respect for. Many of the successful and protective legislation that you and I have seen passed in our own states was really developed at her fingertips, really, through her insight and her inspiration and opportunities to work with the state organizations. We have great laws like the parental involvement laws throughout the country. Our women's right to know laws that have been passed are all extremely strong protective legislation efforts that were initiated here at National Right to Life. And Mary's behind all of that. So it's a great joy to have her on the show this week and to talk with her about a new initiative, a new direction that we're going. But in order for us to understand the new direction and the new law that the state legislative department is encouraging our state organizations to look at, we need to look at what is significant about the pro-life movement and what we do in light of the issue at hand. And the primary thing that pro-life movement has to do, Mary, is to keep the baby front and center, to recognize that in the debate about abortion, what we're really talking about is someone, not something, that there's a live, beautiful human baby whose life hangs in the balance whenever we discuss this question. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's true. I think that pro-lifers are the face and the voice of the unborn child. That's our job. And what we must do is keep the baby in the debate. And we know that what most people do is, as right to life is at any rate, is that we think logically and rationally. And we know that the unborn child is a living human being from the moment of fertilization. But most of the time, what we really do is think of the unborn child in emotional terms. And we must then present the unborn child from that perspective so that most people can understand that we're talking about a living human being. And we have been successful in the past. For instance, when we had the partial birth abortion debate, most people could emotionally identify with that unborn child who is in the process of being born, who is then stabbed in the back of the head and killed. And people were appalled by that and were against the killing of unborn children who were being killed by partial birth abortion. And so the pro-life movement, by having that debate and coming forward with an approach that the American people can identify with, they resoundingly came out against partial birth abortion, and we have been successful in protecting those children from partial birth abortion. The Supreme Court has upheld the federal ban that says that type of abortion is illegal.
And before we got to the point where there was a federal ban, there were over 28 states that had passed the state version of the partial birth abortion ban. And that's what we're talking about, is the use of legislation as a way to go forward with protection for the unborn child. We're going to talk more tomorrow. We're kind of coming almost to the end of the show, but just to lead us into tomorrow's show, I want you to talk a little bit about what we know about the unborn since Roe v. Wade, because that's really where this new legislation is coming from.
Well, the interesting thing is that there have been an explosion in knowledge about that unborn child since 1973. In fact, the specialty of neonatology did not exist in 1973. It wasn't until 1975 that actually became a specialty. And that is the doctor who actually sees, who has the unborn child as a patient. That had never happened before. So that's one of the biggest developments in science.
And we are definitely going to talk about what that means and where we can go with legislation tomorrow, because it's all about using the facts to save lives at Pro-Life Perspective.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.